G'day, it's Dave here from Molloy. Thank you for tuning into this special podcast. It's me with Caleb from Kings of Leon. No Mick because, well, the interview was in the morning and, well, we know Mick's sort of sleeping habits, so sadly he wasn't able to make the chat. Hope you enjoy it, though. They've got a new album out. He's a ripper. He was in Nashville. Enjoy. Here's my chat with Caleb Followell from Kings of Leon.
What's going on?
Are you at home at the moment? Where are you?
Yeah, man. I'm sitting on the couch. Nashville.
A bit cold at the moment, a bit fresh.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a cold spell. I think we're expecting some snow tonight and tomorrow.
I was talking to my boss just before I came in here, Caleb, and he said he hooked up with you guys back when you recorded the last album in LA, and he said to my boss, when you go to Nashville, you got to go to, is it Peg Leg Porkers?
Yeah, Peg Leg. Yeah, that's a great barbecue spot in town. Great friend of ours, too. He's a fun guy. Drink some beer with him. You'll have a good time.
What do you recommend on the menu? What are we thinking? Ribs? What's the go-to meal?
Yeah, he's Memphis style, which is our hometown. Dry rub ribs is the way to go always. My wife, the other day, she ordered barbecue and she got her ribs wet, the sauce. Now, that's how she ordered it, and I was humiliated. I almost kicked her out of the house. In Memphis, we go dry.
Nice. All right. I'm writing all this down. Peg Leg Porkers in Nashville. Nashville, I've been to Nashville before. It's an amazing city. I mean, you land at the airport and it's called Music City. What is it about that town? How can you describe to people that want to visit Nashville or go to Nashville? Because it's completely unique, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are a few cities around the world that kind of have a thing. Mm. And Nashville has a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, first thing you see is live music, and you see people drinking and having a good time and a lot of bachelorette parties. I don't love that aspect, but, you know, it's a fun town. It's like you're a kid in a candy store. If you enjoy a little bit of a drink and some music and fun and revelry, I guess, this is your town. It's like Vegas, but you don't leave here broke.
That's a good way of putting it, too. Yeah, I noticed the same thing when we went from LA to Nashville, and it was very stereotypical, but everybody in the airport departure lounge had a guitar case, just about everybody. So I thought, this is going to be a great trip.
Oh, yeah. Everyone is probably better at playing guitar than me in this town. Like, everyone. Right. At some point in their life, they had a dream of being a musician, and maybe now they work at the airport, but by God, they can probably still put a licking on the guitar.
Yeah, yeah. So you've decided with this new album, Caleb, When You See Yourself, to record back in Nashville because you've done a couple in LA as well. Was the reason being it's home, it's quarantine, it's lockdown?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of conversation that goes into it. Obviously, taking advantage of the fact that we're making a record and going somewhere pretty sounds nice. But I feel like we work better at home. And the studio that we recorded this album on, we've recorded two albums before. And the process just seems, there's something about it. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we want to be cool like the Rolling Stones and say that we recorded it in France or we want to go and do something on a beach somewhere. But I think we know our limitations. And if you put us somewhere distracting, we will be distracted. So being here at home and it was weird, man. We had a normal life. I was taking my kids to school and then going to the studio. You know, it was just a different vibe. I was sleeping in my own bed, which is a good thing. I mean, I did wake up in other people's beds from time to time,
right,
but not on purpose.
So it was like a 9-to-5 job for you.
Yeah, I wish those were the hours. You know, it was a little longer than that. But we worked hard on this album and we felt comfortable doing it. And I mean, when you're making a record with like Marcus Dravs, he's going to work you pretty hard. You know, there's something good about being able to go home at the end of the day and not sleeping in a hotel or something like that.
Can you describe to our audience, what can we expect from When You See Yourself?
It's weird because I normally do have kind of a feeling of what the album is going to be. And with this one, we made the record and then everything stopped. And now from the press that I've done, I'm seeing that it's, you know, people are relating with this album, where we went with it. I think there are a lot of catchy moments on this record. I think there are a lot of potential, you know, songs that you could hear on the radio, but that was never our intention. I mean, we don't have our songs on this record average about 4.5 minutes. So there was no thinking like, oh, this is going to be a hit. It was just kind of like, let's make the music we want to make. And the end result will be the end result. And we're proud of it. We worked our asses off.
Well, we can't wait. And this is your eighth album as well, which is a great milestone. 5 years in between records. Was the 5 years a chance just to, you know, collect your thoughts and raise your family and just do normal things? What were you doing in that 5 years?
I mean, we definitely weren't just sitting on our asses. We made the record and then we toured it for 2 years. And I think we only actually took about 6 to 9 months off after the tour.
Wow.
Before we started this album, and we wrote it, and then we recorded it, and then we had to sit on it for a year, and you know, we've kept busy, but yeah, it does seem like it's been a while. Terrifying, you know, the thought of me having a microphone in my hand and, you know, trying to talk to the world right now, when, let's be honest, I mean, it's been a rough year, especially in our country. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like when I walk back on stage for the first time, it's going to feel like it's one of the first times I've ever walked on stage.
I was going to say, that can't be a bad thing though, Caleb.
No, maybe it'll be a chance for me to kind of come to grips with everything that's going on.
Speaking of, you know, being a rough year and lockdowns and stuff, look, here in Australia, we've been very lucky with you know, the virus and lockdowns and stuff. Although, to come to Australia from overseas, there is a mandatory 14-day hotel quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you're, you know, happy to stay in a hotel for 14 days, you know, with your family, we'd be happy to host Kings of Leon here in Australia anytime soon.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because my wife tells me that every day. And I keep telling her, she's like, why don't we just go to Australia? You guys are big there. You can play shows. I'm like, babe, we weren't invited. Obviously, we'd love to be there.
Well, we're putting out the invite on behalf of the government, so you've been invited.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of, we were talking about your band the other day just in the office, because, you know, one of your songs is playing on the radio, and then the Big Day Out came up in discussion. You were one of the biggest lineups ever, I think, from memory, in 2004 when you played Metallica, you know, The Strokes, The Flaming Lips, The Dandy Warhols, Jet Muse, Black Eyed Peas. Do you remember those shows?
One of the greatest times of our life, I believe. We look back on those times very fondly. Yeah, that was right before we started to realize that, you know, we had to think about the consequences of our actions. That will be like one of those memories that flashes before my eyes on my deathbed. I had the greatest time there. We still talk about it. I feel bad for everyone for not being a fly on the wall on those airplanes. The whole flight was just every artist. Strokes, and I think Metallica were too rich. They probably had their own plane. It was just insanity. Those poor flight attendants. It wasn't, can I get you a drink? It's, can I get you to stop drinking for 5 seconds so you can listen to the safety instructions? Yeah, Big Day Out. It's definitely the top five best times of our life was that tour.
We've got a guy that works here, one of our DJs. He's a drummer for a band called British India, and they're an Australian band. And he is your number one follower. And the fact that I'm talking to you, he's made him very green with envy. So a shout out to Matty O, who works on the station. Who's
called British India?
British India, yeah.
Come and check it out after this.
Matty will lose his mind over that, Caleb.
Matty.
We've also got a host of the show that I'm on who sees himself as a musician, although the only instrument he can play, Caleb, is cowbell. Is there any cowbell on this new record?
No, I think Saturday Night Live have kind of ruined that, the cowbell.
That's right.
I'm sure there's still a life for it. Actually, I was watching a TV show the other night. One of their theme songs has cowbell, and it's very tastefully. And it was the first time I've ever heard cowbell and thought, like, oh, that guy knows what he's doing.
Hey, mate, we are super thrilled, as I mentioned before, When You See Yourself. It's album number 8. Anything else you wanted to share with our audience before we part ways?
Just, you know, hang out at the airport. We're going to be coming in soon.
Well, if you can't get through hotel quarantine, I've got a 4-bedroom house, so we'd be happy to put you and the family up. And we're building a pool later in the year, so, you know, things will be great.
Yeah, man, you'll be good. Can't wait to see you guys down there.
Thanks so much for having a chat with us, Kayla. We really appreciate it, mate.
Bye-bye.